and a drug. We're gonna try it out on you. We'll make you die. It'll get you just a little bit sick. Got a head cold, got a chest cold, and a two-day cold. Going on not forever. Make a hey, make a lay, hey, got a crazy. For days and days and days and days and years. Well, they got the time now to stay on the job. Double up the dosage in water supply. Make you even sicker to your slipping away. Get it on your breath, get it on your breath. You can't get it on the nurse on the road. USSR. But meanwhile, we'll keep an eye on what it's doing to you. Got a head cold, got a chest cold, and a string head cold. Going on forever, make a hey, make a lay, hey, got a crazy. For days and 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 years. The government will. The government will.
Thomas Paine podcast, Paine in the Morning, rocking and rolling, Little Dead Kennedys, Government Flu, and what a perfect song. Some of these songs just seem to dovetail exactly with what's going on. Perhaps the beauty of what's happening here on the podcast on a regular basis. We appreciate all the support. You may be singing a little Elvis Presley before it's over. It did Pieces of My Life. Let's go into that because I'll tell you, you might be very busy picking up the pieces of your life at the rate the government's going. Government flu, yeah, we're all suffering from that. Government concocted flu. That's going to be one of the singles on my new hit COVID album. It's a 2-record set. It's going to be on Ronco. You get a free Ginsu knife or a ShamWow. Don't worry, folks. The Pentagon is tracking cases of heart inflammation in troops after their COVID-19 quote-unquote vaccine shots. Of course, these aren't vaccines at all. We know that. Defense Department is tracking cases of heart inflammation or myocarditis in military health patients who developed the condition after receiving either the Pfizer or Moderna COVID-19 vaccines. Of course, they won't tell you which one. Thanks a lot for helping us out here. The rare disorder. Notice all these disorders are rare. What would be even more rare is if these people told us the truth and gave us real numbers. The rare disorder, usually caused by a virus, has been linked to COVID-19. But I thought you weren't giving viruses. How could you get a rare disorder if there wasn't an active virus in these mRNA vaccines? Again, caught lying, nonstop, fucking lies, 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 lies. But following a number of reports from Israel of patients developing the inflammation in conjunction with receiving vaccines, the Israeli health ministry is exploring a possible link. Oh, but I thought Israel, every time I read Drudge, Israel is back. Active nightlife among Israelis. 90% of Israelis have taken the vaccine. Do you actually believe that? Do you actually believe what the professional liars in Mossad? I know some of these guys. It's not easy to know some of these guys, okay? These guys are professional, chronic bullshitters. You think 90% of the folks in Israel have taken the vaccine? You are smoking banana peels. That's a bunch of bullshit. And do you think it's bad to get active numbers here from the government on who's been maimed by these things? Good luck in Israel. Myocarditis is an inflammation of the heart muscle. The myocardium that can be reduce the heart's ability to function or cause abnormal heart rhythms. It's worse than that. Don't worry. It's no big deal. It's only affecting completely healthy young soldiers. Remember Fauci? The efficacy of these vaccines are like 90%. I've been working on my Fauci. How's it sound? They're like 90%. We did the tests. There's nothing to be afraid of here. I'm talking in my sleep. I'm doing my Fauci in my sleep. My wife thinks I've lost it. You sounded like an old Italian guy from Brooklyn last night. What the hell is going on? It's getting so bad now. I just talk to myself in Fauci's voice. I become enraged. Get on the treadmill for 3 hours. Hey, it really seems motivated. Well, we have a lot to tackle tonight. This morning, etc. You might want to be picking up the pieces of your life. Like Presley. Oh, boy. Let's do, we're going to do some house cleaning first, or what are we going to do here? Oh, I know what we want to do. We want to go back to finish our, and visit our friend, Reverend Pawlowski, in Calgary. Let's do that. Let's go to the video. If you're not on, patreon.com/truepundit, and subscribestar.com/truepundit. Our temporary outpost while we build our own pirate radio headquarters, which is being worked on right now. Don't worry about it. I assure you, there are better platforms ahead for us. But if you're not on these platforms and you don't have access to the videos that we've been playing, and also today's the first day that the full broadcast of this Thomas Paine podcast will be behind a paywall, so to speak, on those platforms. And the folks listening to this now on the public forum through Apple and iHeart and all the other platforms will get a portion of it. And the reason why we're doing that is because our ads and our ad companies have been screwing us, and working on that as well. We have had some success in attracting some new advertisers, and that's in development, but we're not getting a fair shake from the folks at Spotify, so we're going to put a good portion of the show behind the paywall. The folks who are patrons and subscribers now, that's the way to get the full broadcast. Some people say, whoa, I'll listen to the first half hour, 45 minutes, or first hour. That's fine. Okay, cool. We appreciate it. Every little bit helps. We're not bitching about it. It's not an affront. This is a business decision. Nothing personal. This is just business. We need to stay viable. We need to stay in the game. And we need to compete with organizations and would-be news people who aren't news people at all, who take big fat checks from billionaires and sell out to them every day. We're not going to do that. So we're funded by you. So let's go to the videotape on this. And buckle up. If you haven't seen this guy before and what happened to him before in Calgary, on Easter they came into his church, and we had a viral video that went viral after we played it, or was in the process of going viral. It doesn't really matter, because the lessons here are more important than whether it goes viral or not. So, well, you watch this one, and you can figure it out for yourselves, because he does a good job of narrating it.
Well, friends, we have a SWAT team in our church again, coming, authorities. So I'm going to go out and see what they want.
Oh. Yes. Oh.
Hello, Walter.
Hi, Arthur. I wonder if I could just give you a cup of tea so the court order. This is for you. It basically outlines the fact we have the right to enter today. What I would really...
Please, you don't have to get into a personal space. Thank you.
You're in my personal space, so...
Can I explain to you, Arthur?
I'm not really interested in what you have to say.
Can I explain to you?
I'm reading.
Okay. What we'd want to do is make sure that we're not going to disrupt anything with the service. The idea
is... This is not street church This is not street church. You have a wrong.
Okay, both things are actually on there. Both churches are detailed on there. So if we could come and do
the cave of Adullam is not a registered organization, and this is not street church. So you have a wrong. You gotta do your homework first before you come. Okay? You have a wrong organization.
Okay, that is for you, Arta. I will send it to you by email too, if you'd like. I just wanted to be able to come today and then at least explain the order, serve the order, and then we can stand at the back.
No, you can contact. No. You can contact my lawyer. Okay, my lawyer takes care of this. I'm not interested to listen to any word you have to say. I do not cooperate with Gestapo. I do not talk to the Nazis. You came in your uniforms like thugs. That's what you are. Brown shirts of Adolf Hitler. You are Nazi, Gestapo, communist, fascist. I do not cooperate with Nazis. Talk to my lawyer. You're not allowed here. You're not welcomed here. And I'm not going to cooperate with Gestapo like you, okay? So is that fair enough for you? Talk to my lawyer.
I just wanted to explain a little bit about the order.
I'm not interested.
I just wanted to at least have a conversation.
I'm not interested in talking. You see, this is what the Gestapo is doing. You're coming to the place of worship to intimidate and to harass. So you can make an appointment. Lady, listen to me. You can make an appointment another day.
Okay,
you Gestapo!
You don't need to shout.
Another day! Not this day! Not this day!
Okay.
Not during the church!
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
Make an appointment!
Okay, fine.
Okay, so go!
See you later on. Have a good day.
You are sick. That's what you are. And rightfully so, you change your uniforms to black because you're exactly acting like the Gestapo of old. Sickening what this country came to. Coming to the place of worship with their uniform, with their guns, again, during the time of worship. They could do it another time. They could do it another day. No, they are following the orders of the Führer, Hitler, communists. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Wicked, evil people. Wicked, evil people. Unbelievable. It is what it is. If Canadians will not rise up and stand up, if they will not come to their senses, while there is still a time, while there is a time to wake up and push this evil, there will be absolutely no rights whatsoever. If they can get away with this, they're going to come anywhere else. And you know, that's what people do not understand. They think this is some kind of a game. You think that they're here for your health? Seriously? They could come any day of the week. They could call me, they could say, hey, we want to inspect your facility, we want to come. No, they want to do it during the church service because they have a purpose, they have an agenda. If you're not seeing it, then you're playing either stupid, blind, and deaf. I have been warning you for 16 years about what's coming, and it's here. And it's up to you. Either you're going to keep pushing as hard as you can, or you're going to be swollen by those people. The history is teaching us that those types of people will never stop. They're going to keep coming, keep taking your rights one after another, you know, destroying you by thousands of cuts, one cut at a time, one little law at a time, and then eventually you're going to wake up and you will be in a concentration camp, like my brother says, turned into a soap. You know, when we were warning Canadians and Americans, Westerners, about what's coming, we could smell it for many years. People are laughing at us. Oh, you're just making this stuff up. You're blowing this out of proportion. You conspiracy theorist. However, it's here. It's here. And you cannot come and worship God. without the interference of the Gestapo. You cannot pray with people. You cannot associate. You cannot have a Lord's Supper together. Why? Because the government says so. You would think that this would happen in China, in Russia, but it's happening here in a Western democracy. What are you going to do about it? Will you stand up? Will you fight? Will you push? Or will you just bow to the medical tyranny, because that's what it is, and give up everything? Because they're coming for everything. Wake up or else.
You haven't figured that one out yet. Oh, there's Larry down there.
So what are you thinking? Like, I mean, they came like Gestapo again in the black uniforms.
Those people are possessed. I can't see how dare you, the second time. Come here, they were going away. And we held all this video. All the entire world is supporting us. Christians supporting us. People, regular people who are not Christians supporting us. It's unbelievable. It is. But we fight and we win. They left now, second time. We win.
Yeah, it's all because of that.
You know, I don't know what they're pushing for. I think they're pushing for a revolution. I truly believe that they're pushing so hard because they want a reaction. They want a martial law. They want a revolution. They want to come heavy on the people, and they're not stopping. That's a scary part. They're not stopping. They're not slowing down. They're breaking every right under our Constitution, the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. They are breaking it in front of our eyes, and it looks like they can get away with the murder. They can get away with anything. And the politicians should be charged with treason. All of them, they should be charged with treason. What they're doing is illegal, unconstitutional, against the people. They're not serving people anymore. They are working against the people, and it's up to the people to show them if they will bow and allow them to continue to do that, or they will rise up, stand up, and remove those evil, wicked, wannabe dictators from their places of authority without pension. And they should be charged for treason, criminal charges. They should lose their salary and they should lose their pensions. And everyone that partook in this, they should lose their pension and their salaries as well. And they should be charged for conspiracy. Sickening.
Well, there you have it. I mean, there's so many interesting and prophetic statements and lessons in that video. You might want to rewatch it several times, as we have here. I think I watched it 5 times tonight to try to catch everything that's in it. And, you know, it's unbelievable. The questions that apply from Alberta, Canada, as I said before, I spent some time in Alberta and Calgary and hockey rinks all through North America. And all 12 provinces of Canada and the U.S., etc. With a young, aspiring hockey players in this household who worked their tails off. Anyway, the lessons apply here as well. Are you going to stand up? Are you going to do anything about this? Are you going to let them steamroll you? I think the answer to that so far, to the collective, not necessarily the people who watch this show or listen to this show, is that you're going to let them roll over you. You enjoy, as we played yesterday's Pain in the Morning, another clip from Aldous Huxley, you enjoy slavery. He called this in 1958, that this could happen to the United States, and where people actually celebrate their captors, their oppressors. That's definitely happening today. I'm having a serious problem speaking tonight. Sometimes when I get a little pissed off, or in the process of getting pissed off, my speech pattern changes and my brain starts to work overtime, because he usually, in those instances, I have to come up with some good zingers, either try to provoke a fight or defuse one. So I need to just be even keel and relax, and there's not going to be any skirmishes or scuffles here, except with the news and except with the fact that we're losing more rights on a daily basis. And as the good pastor says again in Calgary, this is Nazi Nazi insanity. And it really is. I mean, talks about the brown shirts, whatever, but there's so many different things you could say. Of course, it's more sophisticated. It's the same dopes, the same crazy woman. She's even wearing the jack boots. You can't make it up. That showed up on Easter. Came back. Like he said, they could come back any day of the week. They come back when he's having church. I mean, what is wrong with these people? And he's absolutely right, right? He comes from a place. He obviously, his family immigrated from Poland to Canada, and they first-hand knowledge of this insanity in Poland. For you folks who didn't perhaps pay attention in history class, you can look it up. I'm not trying to make up the ground that you perhaps ceded or lost in high school or never taught. See, that's the big thing. Did they ever teach you guys this stuff? And why I can largely consider high school a useless endeavor for the most part, with the way that kids today, or the majority of kids, are taught. So let's move into the news. And it's just incredible. I'm glad we are working these things into the show. I think it's important. And there are important lessons there. And they literally dovetail with everything we've been saying here for 14 months now. And by the way, I've had some very influential folks call me as far as this podcast is concerned. Feds and federal agents and other folks. And some household names for sure who would like to stay in the shadows and not reveal that they have an affiliation with this show because, you know, we're bordering here on pirate radio almost. And they said to me, you know, I've been listening to you since you started this thing, since you started to get some wings underneath the show a couple months in, about a year ago, and you haven't been wrong about one fucking thing. How did you do that? How did you know all this was going to happen? You went from conspiracy theorist, according to the critics, to fortune teller and shaman. Look, man, it's just experience. That's all it is. There's nothing more than that. Understand a scheme, to sniff out a scheme. Like the pastor said. He saw this coming for years. You just see it coming. And when it's here, you recognize it. There's telltale signs. It's nothing more than that. And that's because my experience, I'm not taking credit for all that. We have good people here that are contributing to the show. And I won't put people on here that lie to you. I won't parade them around. I won't send you down rabbit holes that you're going to get lost in and get disappointed when it comes to a dead end. I don't do that. We give you people who tell the truth. Now, that it might not be the truth at the time, according to the hive mind, you know, but truth nonetheless. It comes out, quote unquote, later that it's the truth. But of course, it was always the truth. It's just that people weren't ready to hear it as the truth, etc. So I appreciate the props, and I really do. Reach out, touch faith. Folks, special thanks to our patrons on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. Those folks get the access to all of our goods and goodies. Pain After Dark videos, podcast. Get to see all the video portions we play, the video content. Pain After Dark video. And the incredible access to the forums where I pick up stuff every day. And it's not easy to impress me as a news consumer, but I pick up great stuff and great recommendations. And the camaraderie on there and the sense of community is growing. It's way better, way, way, way better than any of the crap you see on social media as far as I'm concerned. When bright people get together, good things can happen, and we're happy to build a community, and we've done a hell of a job doing it, but I really haven't done much. I just talk, and the good people and smart people join. So, and we're only looking for a few smart people today to join up on our platforms as I continue to bang my head off the microphone. I really want you guys in the mix here, so I'll bang my head off the microphone. But we appreciate the folks on there, because we wouldn't be able to do this without them, because the ad money is not does not cut it, so to speak. And in fact, we keep getting cut. So that's our own personal struggle. But we appreciate the folks on there. And you know, in today's day and age, folks, you need a good baseline of truth to be able to. There I go again. Truth to be able to stay ahead of these people, these tyrants. It's unbelievable what they've done to the country and what they've likely done to your life and your operation and your family structure and your family unit and the challenges we all face together. And of course, I've said this before, this doesn't just apply to us as United States citizens, but this is a global situation. Your fellow man, regardless of where he or she is likely facing similar struggles. And so we have to stay ahead of these people. And we have to do that by having a baseline or foundation of truth so that we can circumnavigate these criminals and these tyrants. And by learning from other smart people and contributing as a smart person, that's how you arm yourself with the tools to do that. So that's what we're offering you. We're offering folks to come stick their head in. And if you're a bright person, we're only looking for a few people who have something to offer and want to learn and improve our community on patreon.com/truthpundit and on subscribestar.com/truthpundit. Is that you? Is that you? Well, that's a question you have to ask for yourself. But get some skin in the game. You may find what a lot of other folks have found out, that joining up and being around smart people makes you smarter, is a game changer based on the alternatives out here of, I don't have to get any skin in the game here, but I could just listen to these people. Yeah. Guess what? You are the product then. You're the product and you're getting played time and time and time again. So we appreciate the folks on patreon.com/truthpundit and subscribestar.com/truthpundit for helping us keep the lights on and helping me sit back and watch an incredible community grow. And we have big plans for, you know, this show is still in its infancy. We're only 15 months in, we just started. And so there's many good things to come, especially for our community members. And now, as of tomorrow, at least for the time being, if you want the entire podcast, you're going to have to jump in on those platforms anyhow. Because, as I said, and will continue to say, we're putting the whole thing, the entire podcast, the 100% end-to-end podcast on those platforms. And we'll see how that plays, because we just continue to get shafted. And that's okay. That's okay, because we can make some moves out of here and with our community, and that's what we're doing. So, hey, if you've been on the fence about jumping in, jump in. Patreon.com/truthpundit, subscribestar.com/truthpundit. Stick around. You may learn some things, and you may have some things to teach, and those are the folks we're looking for, smart people. And the folks on patreon.com/truthpundit and subscribestar.com/truthpundit. I hope you enjoy the full podcast now. And it's unfortunate that we had to split it up, but that's just the way it is. It's just economics and the fact that the widespread censorship, we have to stick and move out here. And for now, that's the business plan. So if you want the full podcast, you're going to have to subscribe on our platforms. The folks on our platforms are getting ad-free experience, so I'm not going to go into a long plug. We will factor those ads in on the back end on the public side. So what you hear on the public side and what you hear on the platforms are basically two very different podcasts. But We appreciate the support. We really do. It's been an incredible journey for us, and I know we're going to grow, and we have so much more to say, and the sources are starting to roll in on this. It takes a while to develop sources in different fields. Of course, we had them and still have them in national security with FBI and DOJ. That's my wheelhouse, so it takes a while to change gears when you're on a new beat. This is a new beat. Now we're 14 months in, and the sources are starting to come in. They know where to go. They know where to go. They know where to go and who's going to protect them. That's important, that they're not going to get ratted out by some quote-unquote influencer who sells them down the river. So expect things to get pretty crazy here on our platforms. We released some intel today. By the time you listen to this, it'll be yesterday. And it's something else. And the good stuff is rolling in. The good stuff is rolling in. It's going to continue to roll in, believe me, because we have a lot of stuff we're working on. So let's go into the news here. How about a little music instead of listening to my yap? I always like a little music. Oh, yeah, let's have a little bit of fun here. A little bit of fun. How about some Donna Summer? What's the matter with that? Nothing. Last Dance. Factor that theme into this story. Headline, Biden is set to announce new CDC outdoor mask guidelines. Something else we were right about for the last 13, 14 months. We told you masks are meaningless. There's no proof that they work. In fact, the majority of proof, medical proof, is that there's problems for prolonged usage and prolonged wearing of masks. Even people in hospitals, doctors and nurses, they don't wear masks all day. They never did. But that's okay. We're just all conspiracy theories out here, myself and the folks. You know what? It's very interesting. The really bright people get it. And then you spend all your days on the internet or wherever, even family with family, trying to explain to them the facts, and they think you're crazy because they're fucking idiots for the most part, who don't understand that you're actually woke. You're medically woke and you understand what's going on. The last dance, right? The last dance for the masks? Let's see. President Joe Biden will reportedly announce a new outdoor mask guidance for fully vaccinated individuals in a speech Tuesday. Oh, yeah. Fully vaccinated, right? How did all these things spread after people have been vaccinated? You ramped up the vaccinations, and now the amount of COVID cases are going up. How did that happen? How do you figure not allowing people or not permitting them or whatever to wear masks is going to lower the COVID? It's insane. Nothing these guys do makes any fucking sense. That's a good ground rule. When they bring Resident Joe out of mothballs to make a speech. Hey, look, the whole thing, if you look at everything they do, is to prompt people to go get the vaccine. Oh my God, I can take my mask. The slave masters, the plantation owners, the COVID plantation owners are going to allow me to breathe fresh air. I better go put poison in my body. Here's a little tip. Take the fucking mask off anyhow. You don't need the permission of these assholes to take a mask off and breathe air. Who the fuck are they? Come over and do something about it. Oh, I can't breathe air? You can't breathe air either if you get choked the fuck out, buddy. People coming up to you on the street telling you, where's your mask, right? Trump, you're the one who's going to be needing air soon and oxygen. Don't worry about that. Get back in your Prius and pedal your ass out of here, Flintstone. Anyway, while the exact change to the guidance is unknown, recent evidence has shown that people face little risk of spreading coronavirus while outdoors. And that has nothing to do with whether you've been vaccinated or not. The current Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Promotion. I always get mixed up. recommend vaccinated individuals to continue wearing masks, social distancing, avoiding crowds, and staying away from public places. This is a fucking disgrace. The whole thing's a disgrace. This is their last chance and last dance. One of them. To get smart people to line up for the whatever the hell they're pumping into people. I think it's pretty common sense now that outdoor risk is really, really quite low. Particularly, I mean, if you're a vaccinated person wearing a mask outdoors, I mean, obviously the risk is minuscule. Anthony Fauci said, What the country is going to be hearing soon is upgraded guidelines from the CDC. Fauci said, the CDC is a science-based organization. They don't want to make up guidelines unless they look at the data, and the data backs it up. What fucking coloring book did this clown just finish scribbling in? None of that has come true. The CDC is a farce. Fauci's a fucking farce. Biden's a farce. This whole fucking thing is... Evidence doesn't show anything. There has been no evidence of anything other than these puppets making declarations, edicts, and the dopey media who's in the tank backing them up and spreading their shit around to support them. There's no evidence. What fucking evidence? I haven't seen any evidence. I haven't seen any hard facts. I haven't seen any studies. I haven't seen anybody on a fucking stand being cross-examined. I haven't seen anybody sworn in at a Capitol Hill hearing and have to answer for these things, the very specifics of these things. There's no evidence. The fuck are you talking about? Fucking evidence. If there's any evidence, you could put it in a thimble. The same thimble fucking midget Fauci could wear as a hat. It's preposterous. Let me ask you guys something. These dopes are saying, oh, if you're vaccinated, you can now not wear a mask outside. It's not dangerous. Let me ask you something. If this was dangerous, if you could get this via airborne transmission, which has never been proven, not one fucking iota has it been proven. Again, there's been no concrete proof. There's been no vetting process. There's been nothing. It's all nonsense. This is fantasy. If you could get this airborne and it was dangerous, why are people in intensive care units who have coronavirus, why are they not separated in a separate way, in a bubble, in plastic, isolated from a patient right next to them that doesn't have coronavirus? It could be in there after surgery or something. Why? Are you telling me that fucking curtain between the two is saving the guy with the heart problem against the guy with COVID or the gal with COVID? How is that even possible? How does the guy with a limited immune system, obviously if you're in an ICU, that's a given. How is that guy next to the guy with COVID not getting COVID? There's a fucking sheet. There's a sheet between the two of them. How is he not getting it? Don't you think they would have these people isolated if it was transmittable via air in an ICU when your immune system is weak? Because that's what's going on in ICUs. We hear it all over the place. There's a fucking curtain between these people. COVID versus non-COVID. This is bullshit. The whole thing's a fucking sham. I'm telling you guys. It's like a broken record here every day. He says, what the country's going to be hearing soon is updated guidelines from the CDC. Why not? If it's so fucking important, why not tell us now? What are you waiting for? Obviously, they've already mapped it out. You know why? Because... the CDC, the so-called science-based organization, they're shopping this around with their study groups and their focus groups and the spin doctors to see how to best spin this to their advantage to get people, more people to line up and take the vaccine. If it was so goddamn important to public safety, why would you hold it back? Fauci's the front man out there. He's a carnival barker. In ring three, ladies and gentlemen, soon the CDC will unveil an incredible show of new guidelines. Just fucking release it if it's so goddamn pressing. This bad, corrupt circus has gone on long enough. And Biden's going to come out and announce new outdoor mask guidelines. How about this? You go outside, you breathe fresh air. Anybody gets in your way, they get punched in the fucking throat. How does that sound? That's my new guideline. Somebody came up to me this week and I was rolling without a mask. He's about to open mouth. I said, I don't even. The guys I was with were like, dude, that was intense. I keep track of everything that's going on around me, 360 degrees at all times. I see this cat coming, and he's got a strut like he's got a bug up his ass. He's got a little bit of a strut like he's going to jump at. And I looked over right before he's about to speak. I said, whatever you think you're going to fucking say, don't say it and get the fuck out of here. You understand? And he looked at me and he paused and he just looked at me. I said, don't even. And he didn't turn around and leave. He just stood there, and we walked past him. And last thing, I gave it once over my shoulder to see if the guy's coming at me with like a chair or something. World Wrestling Federation style, or a trash can to bash over my head. He was just in his frozen there, him and his dumb mask and whatever bullshit he was going to spew on me. He got the message. It's none of your business what I do. I don't need Biden's permission. I don't need a midget who can't even get on a roller coaster at Six Flags. I don't need his permission. I'll breathe fucking air when I want to. And if somebody wants to do something, we can discuss that too, so to speak. Everybody walking around waiting for these assholes to give you permission. Take it. You want something in this country? You want something in this world? Fucking take it, man. You don't need anybody's permission. This is America. Fuck's sake. A bunch of goddamn sissies in this country. What happened to this place? Hey, just like the pastor in Calgary, right? The Polish pastor. And I got Polish blood, believe me. Just like he said, what happened to this place? What exactly? I want to go to his church. What happened to this place? People waiting for permission. Take off a mask and breathe air. Jesus, God Almighty. Headline, Fauci flip-flops again. Says, outdoor COVID infection risk is minuscule.
What do you get when you guzzle down sweets?
Eating as much as an elephant eats.
What are you at getting terribly fat? What do you think will come of that?
I don't like the look of it.
Fauci doesn't like the look of it. Oompa loompa doopity doo. Why is Fauci lying to you?
Oompa
wedding do.
This guy's the worst. One of the biggest criminals I ever came across. Total lowlife, total criminal, total liar. And trumpeted and celebrated in America. In his third world hellhole that he helped create. That'll be his fucking legacy. When this whole scheme collapses, and it will eventually. My hope is that putting these guys in jail is meaningless. You can't put corrupt people in jail in a corrupt criminal justice system in a corrupt country. They're protected, as I've said, it's a protection racket. The best we can hope for is that when somebody gets lied to really badly in their lives, that somebody says, oh man, you got Fauci'd. You know, like, hey, if you keep doing this, your name is going to be mud. Well, it's not from a mud puddle. It's from the doctor that, Dr. Mud, that treated the broken leg, fractured leg of John Wilkes Booth when he jumped on stage after he assassinated President Clinton. I'm sorry. After he assassinated. I have to cut that out. What? What the hell are you thinking? After he assassinated President Lincoln in Ford Theater, he jumped from the balcony during a play and yelled, "Sic Semper Tyrannis!" People are like, who's that fucking asshole? Well, that asshole was John Wilkes Booth, and he fractured his leg. And the doctor who treated him was Dr. Mud. So now when people say, hey man, your name is Mud, it's a reflection of that. Because how could you treat the guy who assassinated President Lincoln? My hope is that in the future, Fauci will suffer a similar fate when people say, man, you just got Fauci'd, man. Of course, he thinks that he's a goddamn hero. He's anything but a hero. Let's see what this idiot has to say now and what he's lying about. Of course, it ties into the last story. This guy's a known liar. And crook. And criminal. That's okay. He's the poster boy for corruption here, and this is a scheme, and they need a guy like this, be out front. A guy with no fucking moral compass, none. None. A Jesuit worm, as I've said before. We already played that song. Let's move on to the next one. What song can we pick for this fucking guy? This little worm. Oh, seems pretty good. For many months now, Dr. Anthony Ferret, I'm sorry, Fauci, has advocated that people remain masked outdoors to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Yeah, that's going to help people. When you're indoors, make sure you have a mask. When you're outdoors, keep the mask on, he said back in August, though he acknowledged that being outdoors was significantly safer than being indoors. Thank God he went to medical school. My God, what a breakthrough. What a fucking... Call Jonas Salk. And inform Dr. Salk that the polio vaccine is now being rivaled by another incredible breakthrough. That you might be able to breathe easier outdoors than indoors. Fucking unbelievable. Breakthrough medically. Now Fauci is saying he believes the Center for Disease Control and Continuation, Prevention, will provide updated guidance on wearing face masks outdoors and says it's common sense to reconsider the guidance. Fauci also concedes that the risk of contracting COVID-19 while engaged in outdoor activities is minuscule. Oh, that's good. I just saw a bunch of fucking 11-year-olds playing football with masks on. Thanks, Dr. Fauci. That's your legacy. That's your legacy. The kids are running around breathing in their own carbon dioxide. Thank you. And not getting full nitrogen and not getting full oxygen, breathing and running through the mask, but yet having to inhale their own carbon dioxide running around. Thanks a lot. And you wonder why people out there of all ages are getting sick, breathing their own carbon in all day and not getting the proper nitrogen and the proper amount of oxygen. What I believe you're going to be hearing, what the country's going to be hearing soon, is updated guidelines from the CDC. So we already covered that, but it's... when you look around at the common sense situation, the risk is really low, especially if you're vaccinated. Based on what? Like, what? Where's the proof? These pharmaceutical companies won't even tell you what's in this shit. People get sick from it, and they say it's not from us. Based on what studies have you done? Where's the study? Where's the facts? Just give me one fucking provable fact that people who quote-unquote get these vaccinations, which the big pharma companies even say in their own literature, there's no proof these things work. So how the fuck can this guy, the number one doctor in the country, sit there and say, especially if you're vaccinated, the risk is really low? It's not. There's no basis of fucking fact. It's a fucking lie, the whole thing. Fuck's sake. You stupid fucking Americans out there lining up for this. God damn, you're dumb. You're stupid people. You can't even, you haven't even taken the time to read the data sheets from the pharmaceutical companies about these so-called vaccines. You haven't even done that. It says plain and fucking simple at the bottom. There's no proof that these things even work. These are experimental. You dumb assholes are lining up your kids. My God. How did you even fucking become parents? An embarrassment. Not to this country, to every country, to fucking humanity. You're an embarrassment. With your stickers and your fucking vaccine cards, you are a stooge. Those are your social media dunce hats. Wear them with pride. These guys have no idea what this does. And neither do the pharmaceutical companies, because they haven't put in 4 to 6 years of research and development and clinical trials. On average, it takes for a vaccine to prove whether it works or not. They put in 8 or 9 months. What did you think was going to happen? For 14 months on here, we fucking told you. Get criticized. Oh, these guys are conspiracy. Oh, get the fact checkers. Fuck the fact checkers. They're on Bill Gates' payroll, too. The whole thing is corrupt. There's no common sense. There's no fucking basic reasoning in this country anymore. You people are droids. You're an embarrassment. An embarrassment. As a human being, as a guardian and an advocate and a shepherd for your kids, you're a fucking disgrace. And you're going to sit there and listen to Fauci. It's incredible. You're going to sit there and listen to Fauci. And where are the folks in D.C. saying this stuff? Where are the folks? This guy has no credibility, zero credibility. Of course he was going to flip-flop. He's flip-flopped for 50 years. How is it newsworthy now? We told you this guy has been a criminal for decades. This guy actually says it's common sense that it's easier to breathe outside than indoors. And he has a medical degree. And he's supposedly being hyped as America's top doctor. I said this before. Whose mantle did he take? Dr. Kevorkian? Dr. Scholes? Dr. Pepper? Dr. fucking Jay? Tell me. Fauci. The article says his credibility has taken some severe hits recently, particularly in recent weeks. Really? Everything we said for 14 months about this guy is being said now. Let me tell you who should be taking some severe hits on their credibility. The media and members of Congress. All this information, this is all OSINT, open source information, since we started this. Nobody is listening to the truth tellers out there. They're covering them up and painting them as conspiracy theorists. But there's right time and time again. That's whose credibility should be taking severe hits. Politicians you elected to try to keep you safe. The news media, who's now, we know, in the tank. Totally in the tank. And they put you in a risky and potentially dangerous situation by lying to you. Everything this guy has said, time and time again, has been a lie. Has been disproven because there's nothing, there's no facts. This is not science. There's no fucking investigation. There's no peer-reviewed research. It's all insanity. It's all hype. It's all narrative. It's all concocted bullshit. And just because it's repeated so often, it becomes fact. Guys, you learn this in tradecraft and intel, how to trick people out of information. How to trick people into compromising themselves and their organizations and their countries, etc. So many different facets. I mean, you learn how to lie to them, how to trick them, how to play on their fears and use fear to get what you want from them, to use psychological warfare as a tool to extract and get something of worth from them without them even knowing it. This is what's going on here. I mean, these guys are professionals. They lie to you time and time again. Lying and deception is the bloodline of psychological warfare. Selling fear. And guys, you need the fear game here. You need the fear game. And that's what this is all about. Because perception is reality to these people, not reality. Reality being reality, they'd have to show proof. There would be documentation. There would be lawsuits. He would be subpoenaed. He'd be subpoenaed on the Hill. He'd be under sworn in, under perjury, etc., to explain these things on a factual basis. None of that has happened, which tells you that everybody is basically in on it. This is a massive operation. And you're being played. And I've seen operations. I've helped craft certain operations. I've helped crack certain operations. And this is an operation. There's no doubt about it. And they keep putting this guy out in front. And they keep rolling him out. You know, last seen defending the pause of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And now he's all for the lifting the pause of it. Break out into a fucking cold sweat every time I hear this liar run his yap. Completely insane. Fauci said you're more likely to... Did he say that? You're more likely to die from general anesthesia than you are to get severe blood clots from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine? Oh, okay, thanks a lot. Based on what? Based on what history? What research? Where's the research? Where are the studies? Where's the science? Where's the medicine? Where's the research and development? Where are the facts? Where's the data? There's none. There's none. They've pulled this off without one fucking fact. They've tricked damn near a lot of people. I was going to say you, right? I don't mean to lump you guys into categories with these cement heads. They've tricked so many people just standing up there and lying. And then the media drills down on this into your brain nonstop. And then when they move the goalposts and something changes, people are like, oh, that's weird. No, what's weird is that you're not paying attention and that you haven't taken the time, as I said, as a response. Look, if you're not going to do it for yourself, that's cool. And you end up getting sick and dying, and that's on you. You're going to take that same laissez-faire, lazy, fucking fat bastard mentality and allow your kids to line up for this? At what part am I supposed to feel bad for you people? If things go wrong, God forbid. You only get one life, folks. If it has some value to you, you may want to protect it against assholes, criminals, murderers, etc. Just a thought. Just a crazy fucking thought. Everything we've said on here for 13 or 14 months, right on the money. So I don't care if three people end up listening to this thing by the time I'm done. If I have to alienate every moron who listens to this, I'm happy with that. We don't need dummies here. This is not a place for dummies. We need smart people who get it. Those are the folks I want. If you're a dummy, get the fuck out. Just leave. I dealt with hundreds of thousands of you morons on Twitter for damn near 5 years. No stomach for it whatsoever. No stomach. Look where that's gotten our country. The idiots running wild. MAGA influencers. He's an influencer. Who sold you the fuck out in 2020? Keep following him, though. See how that goes for you. A Democrat, not even a Democrat, crazed liberal, crazed libertarians, not even good libertarians, not even sensible, crazed or posing as libertarians, Bernie bros, suddenly become MAGA influencers. They don't have 1 ounce of conservatism in their body. They're grifters. They go where the money goes. When the money dries up, now that Trump's gone, they will pivot. They will pivot back to the left, and they will start playing grab ass with the left to try to reinvent themselves because the money's dried up here for them. The MAGA money's gone. So they'll come out and they'll pretend like, oh, they'll pull a fucking Peter. Or when the cock crows before dawn, you will deny me 3 times. That's what they're doing. Oh, I didn't. I wasn't part of Q. Oh, I wasn't part of MAGA. I never liked Trump. Another lot of gutless, fucking spineless jellyfish. And you're following them. Okay. It's incredible. Folks, the rest of this podcast, which is about another hour and 10, 20 minutes. I don't know. We went kind of long tonight. It's available on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, where we have our ad-free podcast, the entire podcast. Why are we doing this, you might ask? Well, the new owner of our podcasting company you've been listening to on the public here on your different podcasting platforms, Apple, iHeart, etc., is Spotify. And I haven't seen a check or any payments from Spotify since January, February, March. We're in April now. You try running a business if you don't get paid for your ads. So we're trying to direct more people, plain and simple, to our platforms. Patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And if and when we get paid on a timely basis from Spotify, we can revisit putting the full public podcast back out there. But for right now, it doesn't make any sense. Not only are we getting, I don't want to go too far into it, but it is what it is. We're not getting paid what we should be getting paid, and what we should be getting paid, we're not getting paid at all. So hopefully you'll come over there and understand that independent journalism and independent media, you need cash flow to pay your people, to pay your bills, and we have bills and people, etc. This isn't a fantasy camp. We're not funded by millionaires and billionaires, like I said. We're funded by you. So hopefully you understand that and come over and listen to the rest of the podcast and then get access to all the other stuff that we talk about, the benefits, and the full ad-free podcast every day. And we appreciate your support. Take care and God bless you. Hopefully we'll see you over there. Patreon.com/truepundit. Subscribestar.com/truepundit. Take care.